Thanos is coming.
He's coming.
Who?
Hello and welcome to the South Talkies podcast. We live in extraordinary and exceptional times. So I thought this weekend we will talk about an extraordinary and an exceptional movie. We're going to talk about Infinity War, which in my opinion is one of the greatest movies that has ever been made. And to fanboy about this movie along with me, we have a guest on the podcast. Hi Prabhakar, welcome.
Hello Kumar.
So Prabhakar, I want to hear from you, how did you look forward to Infinity War? What was the experience? What did you think you would see when Infinity War was announced? Just talk us through it.
Okay, first of all, thanks for having me on this podcast. So about Infinity War, right? Number one, it was one of the franchises that I was quite invested in, right? I first started with the Terminator and the Alien franchises, and then by the time the franchises were over, I was in teens, and this is the franchise that I was invested from the very beginning. That is the Iron Man in 2008. Robert Downey Jr. I already knew some of his works, and then when I saw Iron Man, I was actually mind blown. And then came the, and then they somehow, so, you know, read about their roadmap to the phase 3, right? And that obviously, like, you know, everyone else got me hooked up. And talking about Infinity War, so 10 years, I think 18, this was the 19th movie, right? So if we consider The Incredible Hulk. So the 19th movie, it was a feat in itself, right? To keep track of all that movies and been to the theaters all the time, almost all the time. So for my first, the dates were announced and I was already having sleepless nights because I was pretty tense. And I was quite sure that I won't be able to get tickets for this movie. In Chennai, you know, that's a very, very difficult thing, right? Stress, I did manage to get tickets for the first day. Second show in Satyam Cinemas, Chennai. This was like a rock concert. I actually have heard about this term called looping. The energy and the sync it created, man, it was something.
So when they announced Infinity War and they, you know, we got to know that Anthony and Joe Russo are going to be directing it, I was happy because, you know, they had done a great job with The Winter Soldier. They had done a great job with Civil War. And I was also actually very excited to see how they would manage this huge star cast, right? I mean, you look at the entire star cast, it goes towards 70 people. The leading stars themselves will be like around 20 to 25 people, and beyond that, the supporting actors, and all of them are leading names. So how they would manage all of these people into one coherent story was something I was like really, mind blown. Even before they did it, I mean, in the end, they did an amazing job out of it. Credit should also go to the writers. But so that was the one thing that I was very interested to see how they would handle it. The second thing is the actual experience of watching it. So the movie released on 27th April 2018, I think. I got tickets for 30th April 2018. So from 26th, I went off social media because I did not want to know anything about the movie until I actually watched it. I still remember the theater where I watched it. It was Vega City Mall in Bangalore, Banargeta Road, 2 p.m. show in the afternoon on Sunday. So I went with my wife and my sister-in-law, and I think there was a chance that we were going to get late for the movie, and I just lost it. So my wife drove super fast. We reached the theater. I think we were like 5 minutes before the movie started. So good, amazing, amazing experience. So I miss watching movies in Chennai, by the way. So I think it is a very different experience in Bangalore. People don't, you know, shout when there is a hero arrives, especially in Hollywood movies and all. People just sit and watch. But I shouted, there is this entrance of entrances when Thor makes in the second half of the movie. I shouted, I made the entire theater shout, everybody joined in. So that is an experience, I think, is once in a lifetime. So just like the movie was the first of its kind, I think this, I mean, of course, we have watched all these big franchises before, right? I mean, if you have to think about it, Harry Potter was a big franchise. And before that, I mean, top of my mind, I don't have the other franchises, but we used to go to all of these movies where there was these all these big moments. Our own Vijay, Ajit, Rajni, Kamal movies, you know, there is this Kamal's introduction in Vettiyadavaliyadu or Rajni's introduction in any of his films. There is this huge roar in the theater. You cannot hear anything, you can't hear the dialogues, but like that, this was a unique experience. So, and I think I will never forget it. 20 years down the line, I think when they talk about Infinity War, I would remember. I'll tell my, I don't know, if kids or my friends at that time, I was there that day when this happened.
Okay. Because I remember I actually, you know, took a crash course for my wife so that she could enjoy the movie with me. And she almost have, you know, saw all the movies prior to Infinity War, barring some movies which I thought maybe it wouldn't make any, it wouldn't have any impact on the viewing experience. So that's how it was. And the cast, yes. So all the 18 movies and all the stars, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Robert Downey Jr., our own Benedict Cumberbatch, everyone. It's not a small feat, right? Like you said.
Hey, when did Cumberbatch become our own Benedict Cumberbatch?
Hey, from Sherlock and all, he's our own Cumberbatch only.
Oh, okay.
India takes pride in Cumberbatch more than UK does.
More than UK. I think UK is very proud of Cumberbatch, by the way.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, carry on. Sorry for interrupting.
So where did I leave? About the star cast, it was first thing was everyone had this big doubt, right? How are they gonna even manage this cast? Who's gonna get the center stage? Who's gonna be, you know, cast away? Everything like that. But somehow, I think the brothers, Russo brothers, they managed it great, I think. And the opening scene, I think I was pretty okay with the opening. And I only started shouting my lungs out when Captain America was introduced. That scene was, really, you know, hair-rousing for me.
Which was the best entrance in the movie?
I feel, Thor's Wakanda's entrance won't count because he already was there. He was already introduced in the opening scene, right? With Thanos. So for me, it is Captain America. That was
Captain America's entrance. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know, behind the train.
No, I think in this movie, Thor's entrance breaks everybody else's. Which was better, Thor in Infinity War or Captain America picking up the hammer in Endgame? You can choose only one.
Okay. Well, Captain America and Endgame, yes.
Oh, okay. I still will go with Thor. See, I will still go with Thor in Infinity War. See, the thing is, I feel that, see, because I think Endgame came last year and, you know, it had this big ending with that amazing, you know, I don't know, almost what, 40 minutes of this huge fight sequence. I think people have forgotten Infinity War and it's very unfair because as a movie, I think Infinity War is much better.
I agree.
The writing, the way they divided people and sent them on different missions and in different tracks and then bringing all of them together in the end. I think Infinity War is a supremely much better movie, but for whatever reason, see, even this week, I think the Russo brothers were so active on 27th and 28th. I think they were just tweeting videos of the making of Endgame and, you know, it's like 1 year of Endgame and all of that. So, I think it's a bit of an unfair ending to a much better movie.
I agree with you. Infinity War is a much better movie and it was a lot more coherent than Endgame actually was. Because the ending of Infinity War, right, it decided that it's going to pay homage to all this, first gen actors. That is first gen of Avengers.
Original gangsters, OG.
Yeah, the OG Avengers, right? So that was decided already. So we know what to expect in Endgame. But why I pick Cap's picking of the Mjolnir, the Thor's hammer as the best scene for me is it was some fan gushing moment, right? In the comics, apart from Thor, there were a lot other people who actually were able to, you know, wield the hammer. And Captain America was one of the you know, so other heroes, and he was almost this close in, I think, Age of Ultron, right? Age of Ultron, he tried it, and he would be able to move it. And it was one of the, what do you call it, as the Inception climax, right? We will never know that if Captain America really didn't want to do it, or did he try and he was not able to do, you know, he was not able to do it. So that it was like a question mark for me, and that was just clarified in Endgame, and I think almost many were waiting for that moment.
Yeah, I think anyway, I think it was by the reaction of Thor in Endgame, I think it is understood that Captain America was able to lift it in Ultron, but he doesn't, out of respect for Thor or whatever. Anyway, so favorite scenes in Infinity War?
Favorite scenes in Infinity War, that is, okay, opening scene of Captain America, and then Captain America's entrance, I meant, and then... Then the Wakanda Mbappe shouting. That's the one. The war cry.
Okay.
The war cry. Okay. Yeah. I'll cut my chest directly to it. The war cry and what else? Thor, of course, Thor's entry in Wakanda. And I liked actually Thanos' introduction also.
Mm-hmm.
Thanos' introduction was pretty much on the face. What many didn't expect, at least I did not expect that kind of introduction to Thanos.
Yes.
So that was pretty Thanos great for me.
I think Thanos' introduction also sort of sets the tone for the rest of the movie. That how serious it is going to be. The moment he kills Loki, right? And he tells it there is not going to be any reincarnation. Sets the tone for the rest of the movie. I think very underrated introduction. For me, actually, Thor's entrance, the three favorite scenes, Thor's entrance, the opening of the movie, and the climax, purely for, the risk that it took. And I think the way they finished it off was just too good. I mean, I don't know how many movies do we see where, the villain wins and people are like, okay, respect, because you tried so much. I think this is the first movie, so I don't know. I think because the ending left a lot of people.
That's why I didn't mention it as my special, special scene, because I was totally, I had the numbing effect. So whenever, even after I've seen it so many times, and even now when I see it, I'm still speechless on that scene. How did they do that? It was pretty daring, right? And something like to expect Marvel to do that of all the franchises, that was pretty daring. Because Marvel in general tries to be, viewer friendly for the cinematic universe. It doesn't, expect the viewers to do their own homework or something. They make their movies pretty chill. You can come and you can just, without doing any of your homework, you'll still be able to enjoy any of the Marvel movies, except Infinity War and Endgame. There you have to, you should be able to tell who which character is which one, what kind of roles they are playing, who are their friends, who are their foes, all that. You should be able to tell the backstory.
By the way, what you said, I think you prepared your wife, right? This is I don't want to sound sexist here, but a lot of guys did that. I don't know if it's because whether a lot of women are not into superhero movies, but I've heard of a lot of guys who did it. My friend, in fact, so his wife did not want to invest time in preparing for the movie. So he told her, listen, we are going to the movie. Please don't talk to me during both movies 1 and 2. So yeah, anyway, I don't know. Hopefully people don't find this sexist. How did you spend the time? I know I spent a lot of time discussing with you between Infinity War and Endgame. I spent a lot of time on Reddit that year reading all the theories, and towards the end, I think Endgame released last year in April, right? Towards the end, around February, March, there were some theories on Reddit that came very close to, and supposedly because one of the sources came from this guy who worked in the China censor office, because they have to watch the movie before they release it. And the plot that they gave was very similar to what finally... So, but whoever was that guy, he gave the plot only till the first half of the movie. After that, he just, I think I shared it with you, yeah. So yeah, that entire, I think this is the first time some people have spent an entire year waiting, right? Like, what will happen? I mean, we have done it for books, I think, when Harry Potter was there, but for a movie, yeah, for a movie, I think this is like remarkable, exceptional. The kind of screen openings that had, the kind of expectation people had for Endgame was huge.
No, I think the Marvel team is pretty confident, right? Because Iron Man 3, if I clearly remember, they released it first in India, even before global release.
Seriously, I didn't know that.
That was news, you know, among the entire world, right? For a big franchise to have its release in India. Similarly, they tried it for another movie in China. So I don't remember which one it is. It's either Black Panther or Ant-Man. I don't remember.
It has to be Black Panther, I think.
Yeah. So that's because they were pretty confident about the, you know, about the charts they created, about their roadmap. It all reflects in, you know, the work speaks for itself.
So I think because of all the reaction to Infinity War, you know, especially that reaction to Thor's entrance, I think I remember Joe Russo or Anthony Russo, I always forget which one. He said in an interview, and I don't know if he just said this because he was in India, he said in an interview with Anupama Chopra that, you know, whenever we would feel tired working in Endgame, we would watch the theater reaction to that video and we would get energy again.
Yeah, yeah. I have seen that too.
I was very proud. Okay, I was also part of it. I mean, obviously, I don't think it was the theater where I was, somewhere in North India, but yeah, whatever. It was amazing stuff. So
that was pretty insane reaction, right? For a Hollywood movie, actually.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think, see, that is also because of the writing, right? And especially because Thor had become so popular after Ragnarok. And in this movie also, his story is very sad. He's lost his mom, he's lost his dad, he's lost his brother. I think the writing sort of puts that into perspective. So even for a superhero movie, I think people need to keep in mind that unless the writing is not good, people will not root for it.
Yes, because almost every other superhero movie has the same trope, right? It is the greatest cliche ever, you know, in the movie industry ever. Every superhero has to lose something, then he will have to, you know, redeem himself. Then he will have to, you know, fight for the people. Or the world, or any race, or something. This is the more or less every superhero, you know, falls into this line, right?
Yes.
So they had to fight it out to, you know, to shape something that they haven't done until then. Yeah.
So Infinity War is essentially Thanos' movie, right? And I think a lot of people sort of understood that a little later.
Yeah. In fact, actually, I was able to see many people, you know, empathizing with Thanos, actually. That was, you know, I didn't expect that to happen.
It is not good, but okay. It's okay. I mean, as long as it is in a movie. But he's a madman. I mean, it is an amazing performance and good writing. But he's still a madman.
He's still a madman.
The reason doesn't make sense.
You know, you should have that kind of faith in your cause. He was able to, you know, kill his own daughter. Oh my God. I was like, really?
No, the daughter part is fine, but his logic is flawed, right? If you kill half the people, the demand will for the other half still has to be met. And if half the people are not there, you cannot achieve it. So, I mean, scientifically speaking, that's how it is.
I would like to close this with, you know, how did I feel after, you know,
when you came out of the theater?
Yeah, when I came out of the theater. So when it was closing, I was already pretty numb. So I was I wasn't expecting that to happen because all the blogs that I've been reading and every other stuff, I was pretty much expecting Robert Downey Jr. to die. And I was expecting Robert Downey.
Actually, a lot of people thought Captain America would die.
Yeah, that's what it was. Either Robert Downey Jr. or Chris Evans. One among the two were dying, or either two or both of them. So that was expected to happen. And there was a masterstroke. They killed almost the entire new breed, right? Black Panther and everyone else, leaving the OG
Black
Avengers
Panthers. Spider-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, Yeah, all the second wave of Marvel heroes were, snapped. All
Scarlet Witch, everyone.
Hey, illa, but Scarlet Witch is from the beginning itself, right? She comes in. Oh, okay. She comes in Ultron first.
Ultron only.
Okay. That is the second phase. Yeah. Confused with the first Avengers.
So that was. That was a masterstroke in itself, because that's pretty much what the any of them were not expecting, and. Also to leave, it's a great way to pay homage to, like they said, to pay homage. They were pretty much making it clear, right? That these guys are not going to continue anymore. They are done with the franchise, and this is the homage. This is where we are going to, say goodbye to them. And it gave a, it created a lump in the throat, right? What there is nothing more. It is like, of course, there will be more Marvel movies in the future, but it's going to think about, something without Robert Downey Jr., who has been part of almost every other Marvel movie with the end credits and stuff, or the Captain America, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, etc. I think Chris Hemsworth can still be the part of Guardians, I guess. So I'm not sure there. So
no, but Chris Hemsworth has Thor 4, that much, and I think he might just make an appearance in Guardians of the Galaxy. As Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. So it is primarily these two guys who are living, along with Hulk, I believe.
Hulk is left, Hulk. I don't think those guys. I think those guys are done. So when I came out of the theater, I was mind blown. I was like, wow, what a movie. It was actually, it felt more like an experience rather than a movie, which is what I still maintain today, and I might maintain that like 20 years down the line. It was an experience, because I don't know, I've never seen anything like it. I don't think I'm going to see anything like it in the near future. I don't know if this is what people felt when they first saw how big the Star Wars franchise was. Or how Jurassic Park was. You know, there are all these major movies, and Avatar came. Actually, looking back at it, Avatar was not, it was visually beautiful. Story-wise, I don't think, James Cameron did anything great. This was amazing. I think full credits to Joe and Anthony Russo. I think the day they entered the MCU was a good day for MCU. I was mind blown. I went and watched the movie a week later again, I think in IMAX. I went alone. My wife was like, yeah, okay, fine, I enjoyed it the first time, but two times is too much. I went alone, I had a good time, I came back, and then, spent the rest. Actually, that year, for me, 2018, one of the major events for me was that I watched Infinity War. In 2019, one of the major things, I was not even worried about my appraisal in 2019, because anyway, I knew that there is not going to be any hike. But the only thing I was worried about is, okay, what is going to happen in Endgame? And it went well. So, all in all, I think amazing experience. I think we are also very few people, one of the few people who still feel this. People are like, okay, fine, it's a movie and all of that. Like Pallavi, right, who just joined in and said, no, I'm not coming. I'm going off.
It was pretty much the same thing for me. In fact, when I tell that I saw this many times, Infinity War in screens, I think I saw it 3 to 4 times, I guess. Once in IMAX, and once, the first day, second show that I strived hard and got the tickets for. And the remaining two times, I got free tickets, actually. So, the four times, people were like looking at me, are you nuts or something? So, but I was okay with it, right? Because I'm not really sure if I'm going to invest this much of time in the, in any of the franchises going forward. So, I feel pretty old already.
So anyway, it was great having you on the podcast, Prabhakar. Let's hope Joe and Anthony listen to this and they also agree to come on the podcast.
Great. Thank you, Kumar.
So that's it from us, folks, on this episode of South Talkies. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends. For regular notifications on new podcasts, please subscribe to our channel on your favorite podcast listening platform. It can be Spotify, it can be Apple Podcasts, or it could be Google Podcasts. If you do not like anything about this podcast, please let us know on Twitter. You can tweet to us at the South Talkies on Twitter. You can also follow the Twitter handle for regular updates or any other content that we put out there. Thank you for listening in. Have a great day.